Welcome to the Lion Share podcast. Today on the Lion Share, your seed is here, not within the stars. Stop looking outside of yourself. It is here you need to be. It is here you need to remember who you are. Welcome. Today I read out a channeled message from the elephant for World Elephant Day 2023. There are two messages that came through, a message of remembrance and a message of togetherness. Please join me in opening up your hearts and your minds to the message of the elephant. As a mentor of animal totems, it is my pleasure to help you understand the spiritual meaning of the elephant from a higher consciousness standpoint, and therefore help you decode the elephant spirit within you, for we are all animals, it is within our nature. Elephants are family. They help us to keep believing in love because they are supportive. This is why they are so important on all three lines of consciousness, for yourself, as a couple, and as a family in the collective. They give confidence to love and be joyful in life, and be supported by the ones you love and who love you. They restore a sense of belonging. Part of the elephant's journey, which not many people are aware of, is to be lost and found. If you watch many nature programs, baby elephants often lose their parents and are left to fend for themselves. This is a painful journey, one which you also have to endure. However, know this is part of your journey to find yourself, to remember who you are. Our family always remain within our hearts, and the elephant never forgets. The elephant is an anchor in time. They hold the keys to remembrance, the remembrance of who we truly are, our innate gifts, and the power that we hold. Elephants transcend time as travellers through time and space. They hold a deep ancient intelligence which is united in the ether of consciousness on the planet. They are giants among us, but with the tender hearts of angels walking with equal footing on this earthly plane. Elephants are stronger together. They hold an energy of strong belonging and remembrance, and these are the lessons we learn to embrace from them. Remember, elephants are fun to be around, so be playful with everyone and you will attract other playmates. Play more with water and remember that water is also your consciousness, so play with your consciousness. Explore with meditation or breath work, expand your consciousness in ways that you have not done before. Even walking barefoot on the soil will be a powerful way to expand your consciousness. When an elephant battles, battles for the unity of its family, and when a new calf is born, the elephants gather round to pay tribute to the new addition of their tribe. They teach us that we are a tribe, and we battle for the unity of our love as lovers, friends, and family. As with any spirit animal, there is always a shadow, and these shadows are represented in all of us. The shadow of the elephant represents the fear of losing love. We see this when a member of the elephant tribe is lost or is killed. They go into a deep grieving process because of the deep love they have for each other. It is heartbreaking to witness. This is shown in us through us hiding who we truly are, for fear of frightening the people we love away, the fear of our love being too much, the fear of being left behind to be alone. But we are never alone, even when we are physically alone. For spirit is always with us, watching over us, gently guiding us. Finding your own tribe is important for you, but the shadow of the elephant shows you that you can be susceptible to abuse because you are so kind and open-hearted. Remember to communicate your boundaries. Don't let what other people have done force you to close your heart. Always keep your heart open. Elephants are fiercely protective of those they love and of their own hearts. So you may find people who have hurt you have to prove themselves to you before you can trust them again, so you can fully open to them. Forgiveness is a powerful tool for releasing karma and entanglements, but that does not mean condoning bad behaviour. A message of togetherness from the spirit of the elephant. Together on this planet, humanity can be better. But what does it mean to be together? The elephants remind us of our forgotten heritage on this World Elephant Day. Even though you may not know this day as an Elephant Portal Day, it is a day of awareness, and awareness and consciousness open up the portals to our very own remembrance of who we are. Many elephants have journeyed across the world, across the universe, to be held by our mother, Gaia. They work in unison to hold a solid and immovable energy grounded into the lives of those that surround them. For elephants promote family, safety, loyalty, friendship and unity. Humanity preaches about unity, but forgets to embody the energy of unity. And so we give way to suffering, for it is suffering that unites the darkness within you. It is only those who choose to remember and share the gifts of who they truly be that promote the light within themselves. Who are you to forget who you are if you are not you? In the last channeling of the Lion's Gate, the lion spoke of preying on life, but as the elephants we say to remember life. It is simple, but not so simple if you have forgotten how to come to life. The message of the elephant is grounded in the wisdom of ancient ancestral heritage, buried deep within the land, deep within your bones, your blood, your DNA, forgotten messages which have been kept hidden from you. We endeavour as elephants to remind you of the gentleness, the love, the unity that humanity is. You have forgotten your purpose as life bringers, protectors of the realm of love, wisdom keepers. You have forgotten your soul's purpose. What will it take for you to cast aside your desires for the things you lack and instead choose to remember the things you have in abundance? When humanity chooses to remember, when you choose to rebuild that which you have destroyed within yourselves and outside, you will remember what life truly means, for it is sacred. A time of remembrance approaches, new codes and portals delivering high consciousness, bringing the light codes of remembrance through the light and from the earth beneath you. The energy is all around you. It is to be felt, not to be seen. For when you feel that which is around you, you will feel your presence as a human surrounded by the love of everything around you. But there is no love without awareness, and you cannot become aware unless you remember the love within you. We understand the plight of humanity. It is a long forgotten battle that repeats itself with and around you. A karmic cycle of love and destruction. But that will soon come to an abrupt halt, for the world is on the precipice of change. What do we mean by change? Change is the distinction of choice. Humanity will be confronted, given terms of change. The cycle of destruction can no longer continue, nor would we expect you to want it to. But you cannot single out each other to blame. Instead, you must find it within yourselves to forgive and be better within yourself. This is what all your past masters have preached, yet it is always forgotten, and the cycle remains. This time the land has been eroded by the repeated footsteps in the soil, and the river has changed direction. The river of consciousness is coming into a higher alignment. It is true that things will change, but if you do not first change within, you will not be the change that you so willingly desire. What if it were just a choice to be kind instead of hateful, praise instead of criticism, support instead of abandonment, and forgiveness instead of violence? To remember who you are is to remember the love that you brought into this world. Children do not come into the world with hatred, only love. Remember your innocence, for to remember your innocence is to remember your true nature as a human being. Do not separate yourselves further from us. We are all one and the same, and we communicate to you through this conduit to say this. Let no human harm another soul, for it is within each being, each animal, to feel and embody their own truth of unity and oneness, for we are all one. We hold the keys for remembrance. We hold the keys for belonging. You belong here, amongst the animals of earth. Your seed is here, not within the stars. Stop looking outside of yourself. It is here you need to be. It is here you need to remember who you are. We are all waiting in anticipation for you to remember who you truly are. It is the elephant in a room that you dare not acknowledge, that you have forgotten who you are. It is through the remembrance of who we are that we are taught that love will always survive within us. And it is only by remembering that we will endeavor to call upon the love inside us that will lead us to our own salvation. As elephants look out for each other, so must we in this upcoming change. Many things will transform, and many things will die, only to be reborn in the sands of time. Remember to be tender and surrender to the love of your inner center. No longer shall humanity play the role of the pretender and destructor. Instead, remember you are the defender and the protector. Always remember to come to the heart. Know that you are loved and you are never alone, for you belong. It is your sovereign birthright to be here in this lifetime. Hold your heart high, walk your talk, for love knows no limits, for it is infinite. So be infinite in your embrace of the unknown, and let love be ever-knowing within your heart, and you shall remember who you are. For together, we are better. A message of remembrance. When we are together, we are united. But when we are apart, we are trespassers in time. For it is time that allows us to learn the lessons we so deeply desire during each lifetime. As elephants, we hold the keys for unity, for belonging, for remembrance, and for time travel. Yes, we are time travellers. Do not look so aggrieved and shocked. Time is but a creation of the mind, for all time is moving simultaneously all around you. The time you make and the time you create is just but a moving hand on the clock of your inner being. Do not time yourselves. Do not stand by the clock and watch time go by. We are your reminders that a new time is dawning for humanity. It is time, so do not waste time. Get your house in order, get your life in order, for it is only when you are in alignment with life, your soul's purpose, that you will choose to remember the gifts that you are here to share. When we speak of gifts, we speak of your soul gifts, the gifts of unity, of love and togetherness. We translate these gifts, for you are unaware of what they truly mean. The gifts of humanity sit within each of you, and within each of you is a universe of possibility. The gifts of the body are locked and hidden within your DNA, waiting to be unlocked and given the light of day. The gifts of the soul work in unison with the body, and when this is achieved, you will experience love in a way that you never imagined to be true. You all speak of happiness, you want joy, you want to be love. But how can you have any of these things if you do not know who you are? How can you pretend to be something you are not and say you know what love is? It is time to acknowledge the elephant in the room. Stop pretending you know best. Stop pretending you know better than the other. Stop pretending you are not responsible for the destruction around you. Stop pretending you are not loved. Stop pretending that you do not know. You are ready for the next stages of your life. You are ready to remember who you are. The conscious expansion of humanity is already here. The consciousness of the stars, of the earth, of love, is inside you and all around you. It is time to stand in love. For to stand together, we are better. Let those who would stand against love fall down and crumble. Let those who stand for love rise and rebuild that which was destroyed. A new term, a new cycle is beginning. You are all wondering when it will arrive, yet none of you are concerned as to how you can prepare yourself for the new rising. you must prepare. Look within, find the parts of yourselves that stand in the way of love, and bring them into the light. Only then will you understand what it truly means to remember who you are.